Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kittin, daf Ayin Dalad. Begin on the bottom of the Ayin Gimel Mabez, three lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the previous discussion that was ended off in the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah, which the Gemara had originally assumed it was actually a continuation of the first discussion in the Mishnah, which was talking about the case of the previous Mishnah, the second category of the Mishnah, which was Mehaye Memati. Then the Gemara explained, as we just ended, Amar Rabbah, he says that the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael, and our mission is discussing the case of Ba'imer Me'es Anish Shani Ba'ilam, where an ill man says that from the moment that I am in the world, then you'll be divorced. Which, as we'll explain in the coming Braisa, there's a machlekes besides the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yisrael, there are other opinions regarding how to define and interpret what that means. So the Gemara explains, Tan Rabban Win La Braisa, Yamim Shebein Etayim. The days between when he gave her the get with this stipulation of saying, look, you're going to be divorced from the time that I am in the world, that I'm still in the world, and then it could be he could die 6 months from then. So in that interim period, what halachic status does he have? So the first opinion says, well, at that time, Bala Zakai, her husband, merits b'mitziyasa, when she finds an item, b'maisideha, her earnings, b'afaras nadireha, he can nullify her vows, v'yarsha, he inherits her, as we continue on to the top of Ayin Dalet and Aleph, u'mitamala, and if he's a kohen, he can make himself tami tahar, klal shadavar, says this first opinion. The general rule is, harehi ki ishtel l'chol davar, she really is like his wife for all practical purposes. The only real difference is that when he ultimately dies, then she's not going to need another get. And the reason being is because the way, as we explained this at the bottom of the previous daf, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who he interprets that the words me'esh ani ba'ilam means to say, from the moment before I die, then it's going to be a get. So let's say from the time that he gave it until he died was 6 months. So the moment before the 6 months is up, the moment before he dies, that's when it becomes a get. But up before that, she's a regular married woman. So therefore, for all halachic purposes, she's like a married woman. Remeyoyma, there's an opinion we didn't have in the Mishnah. He says, Bilasa Teluya, her bia is dependent. It's hanging. What does that mean? It depends what ends up happening. If he ends up dying, or if he actually doesn't end up dying, he actually ends up surviving this illness and getting better. In other words, if he ends up dying from this illness, so then if someone has bia with her during that interim period from when he gave her the get until when he ends up actually getting when he ends up dying, the person's going to be exempt. Because her mayor actually learns the words me'eis shani ba'olam, not like the interpretations we said of Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a moment before I die, but rather it's from the moment that I give it to you. In other words, what he's telling her is, Harezikidach, this should be your get. Me'esh ani ba'olam, from the time that I'm here in the world, meaning right now. In other words, and what does that mean? If I'm going to die. So therefore, when he dies, it actually retroactively revealed that she was divorced at the time that this other man had be with this married woman, because she was divorced from the moment that he gave her the get. Now, that's one option. That's why it's tluya. So if that actually what ends up happening is that he ends up dying, so then that person was exempt because she was a single woman. But if he doesn't die and he actually ends up surviving, then the one who had bia with her is going to have to bring a karma chatas, because it turns out that she was never divorced, because the divorce was contingent if he ends up dying. So that's what Meir says, be lost at Louis, we don't really know. We're going to have to wait and see what happens. This man that had bia with this man's wife, who he had already given a get to, but said me'esh ani ba'olam, we have to see if he dies, then he's going to be exempt, because it turns out that she was really divorced. If he doesn't die, then he's going to have to bring a karma chatas, because it turns out that she was never divorced. Now, Rabbi Yisi, I mean, he says, Be'ilasa Safik. And again, as we explained the previous daf, he explains the terminology, Me'esh Ani Ba'ilam, just like Rabbi Yehuda. That it means from the moment before I die. But the bia that another man has with her in that interim, from when he gave her the get until he dies, is still considered doubtful, even when he does die. Because you're right, Me'esh Ani Ba'ilam means from right now. But what Rabbi Yisi is unclear about is regarding the moment of when this man has bia with her. We don't really know, is she grusha or not? Because this might be the moment before he dies, maybe not. So therefore, if it is the moment before, it turns out she's really divorced. But if it's not, then she's not divorced. So therefore, if he ends up dying, so then the one who had bia with her is going to have to bring Ashram Tali, because that means the moment that, yes, it turns out that she ended up becoming divorced, only again the moment before he died, But the moment that you're having be with her, since it could be the moment before he dies, and could be it's not, so it's Ashram Tali. It's a situation when you do something which is doubtfully forbidden. But of course, all this was only said that if he's going to die. If he doesn't die, then of course, Rabbi Yisrael would agree that you would have to bring a Karma Chattas, because that means to say that she was never divorced. The whole thing was that if he ends up dying from this illness, then it's the moment before. And again, therefore, he considers every moment that doubtful situation. But if he doesn't end up dying, then there is no get, and therefore this was a regular married woman, and of course the man who had be with her would be Chayav Chattas. Now, B'chacham Maimrim, this is the fourth opinion mentioned. We had Rabbi Yehuda, we had Rabbi Meir, we had Rabbi Yasi, and now the Brisa of B'chacham Maimrim, they say Mugureshes v'einu Mugureshes. She's divorced, but she's not divorced. Meaning, and that's actually the same terminology Rabbi Yasi says in the Mishnah, Ubevacha Yamas. Meaning as long as that he dies, which essentially is Rabbi Yasi's opinion, which is when he dies, then there is going to be a gerushin. That's the only way that it takes effect at all. Hence, retroactively, every single moment was maybe that situation of maybe that is the moment before that he was going to die. And therefore, you have to go ahead and bring Ashram Tali, which the Gemara is going to ask, that what's seemingly the difference then between the Chacham and Rabbi Yasi. So the Gemara first asks, Ma'ika ben Reb Meir or Reb Yasi? First of all, what's the difference between Reb Meir's opinion and Reb Yasi? Because they both sound like they say similar things, where Reb Meir says the Bia is Tolui, which sounds like it's dependent, it's not clear what's going to be the status, was this a forbidden Bia or not? And that sounds like what Reb Yasi says also, where Reb Yasi says that it's a Bia of Suffolk, also a Bia of doubt. So what's the difference? So Reb Yasi actually says it's a big difference. Ashram Tolui Ika Benayu. The difference would be if he ends up dying, which again, if he doesn't end up dying, then you bring a Karma Chattas. If he does end up dying, do you bring a Ashram Tali? L'Rameya L'Maisei Ashram Tali. You're not going to bring Ashram Tali if he dies. Rather, you can be totally exempt, because actually, like we explained, he doesn't define Me'ez Shani Ba'ilam like Rabbi Yasi and Rabbi Yehuda, that it's the moment before he dies. He learns Me'ez Shani Ba'ilam is from now when he gave it. So therefore, it turns out retroactively that she was already divorced from before he had be with her. Therefore, there's no Ashram Tali. If he ends up dying, then you bring Ashram Tali, as we explained in the previous daf, based on the way Rashi interprets of this concept of Ein Breru, we can't know if this is going to be the moment before or not, so it's always a situation of doubt, which is what the Chiyuv Karban Ashram Tali is for, that because maybe this is that moment before. Now, then we said the fourth opinion was V'chachamayim, they say Megureshes or Ein Megureshes. She's divorced, but she's not divorced. So the question is, Chacham Hain Rabbi Yasi. Similarly, they're the same opinion as Rabbi Yasi, which is this, doubtful, this Bia is in the situation of Safik, because we don't know if she's considered divorced or not. So the Gemara says, Ike benayi de Reb Zeira. The difference would be the halacha of Reb Zeira. Meaning, the Amr Reb Zeira, Amr Rabbi Bar Yirmi, Amr Shmuel, he says, Kamokim Shomer Chacham Megureshes Vein Megureshes. Wherever the sages say this terminology, that she's divorced, but she's not divorced, by Lechayev Ben Mezayin Aseha. So her husband is obligated in that situation to still give her sustenance and to feed her. Now, so essentially what the Gemara is saying is that it's not, no one's disagreeing with Jabzeri's halacha. They both agree to his premise that whenever it says Megureshes Vein Megureshes, let's say by a Safek get, and so she's divorced, but maybe she's not divorced, so he would still have to feed her. Obviously she would have all the stringencies of being a married woman and of not being a married woman. But that's why Rabbi Yasi, when his wording is be lost to Suffolk, he doesn't use the words Megureshes and Megureshes, is for this point exactly, because he holds in this situation the husband would not have to give Mezaynes. So that's why he doesn't use that words, because everyone agrees to Reb Zeira that when you use the word Megureshes and Megureshes, that you're asserting that you have to, the husband has to give Mezaynes, and Rabbi Yasi disagrees and holds that you don't have to. Now Rashi points out, obviously, that although Rabbi Yasi in our Mishnah, actually, his wording of his opinion was said with the same words that the Chacham here are saying, which is Megureshes and Megureshes. So then Rashi says that there are two Tanoim according to Rabbi Yasi, and actually the Chacham of the Brisa is that opinion that quotes Rabbi Yasi in the Mishnah of saying Megureshes and Megureshes, which that Machlekes is in the opinion of Rabbi Yasi, which is the same Machlekes here, Chacham and Rabbi Yasi, is regarding, yes, everyone agrees that it's a Suffolk Bia. We don't know in this moment if she's going to be divorced or not, because maybe he's going to die the next moment. So that's Achiv of Ashram Tali. They both agree to that. Question is regarding, does he have to feed her for this interim period, which is constantly a doubt, maybe she's divorced, because if he dies the next second, she's divorced. Does he have to feed her? Chacham hold, yes. That's where they use the wording Megureshes ben Megureshes. And Rabbi Yasi holds not. That's why he doesn't use that wording. And rather he says this terminology of Be'ilasa Safik. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, regarding this concept of almanas, of making conditions attached to gittin. So the Mishnah says, Hareze gitech, if the husband tells his wife, this is your get, almanas shetitne lima saim zuz, on the condition you give me 200 zuz, so Hareze mugureshes, she's divorced, but vetitin she has to give it, because that's the conditions attached to the execution of the get. Now let's say he says, almanas shetitne lima kan vachleshim yeim, let's say he says, but you have to give it to me within 30 days. So then, if she gives it within 30 days, then she'll be divorced. If she doesn't give it to him within 30 days, so that doesn't fulfill the condition, and therefore she won't be divorced. Now, Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, he says, there was an incident in Tzidon where the Gemara will address and ask, why is he bringing in this story? How does it relate to the halacha of our Mishnah, which generally you usually bring a story in only as a proof towards what the halacha of the Mishnah is saying? And seemingly this is not addressing that. But Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Be'echad there was a story in Tzidon. Be'echad she'amar le'ishta with a person that told his wife, Hareze gitech amanas shetitnali itztalisi. This you get on the condition that you give me my cloak. Va'avda itztalisi and she lost his cloak. So va'amar chacham, but still the sages said, titn lo yisdemeh. She can give him the value of his coat, and that will fulfill the obligation of the condition that he had made, and then that will be a good get. Now the Gemara asks." My vetitin, when the Mishnah said that when he made a condition, this will be your get if you give me 200 zuz. So she's divorced as long as vetitin. What does vetitin mean? So it's actually machlekes. Rav Huna Amar, he says, vehititin, and that she should give. Rav Yehuda Amar, likeshetitin, when she gives. So the Gemara says, my benai, what's the difference? So the Gemara explains. The difference would be if, let's say, the get gets torn or lost before she gives the money. As the Gemara explains, Rav Huna Amar Vehi Titin, he says that she should give. In other words, that's just a condition. What that means to say is when she fills the condition of giving the money, retroactively it's revealed that from the moment that she got it, it was ready to get. Because Rav Huna holds, whenever you say Amanas on the condition, it's really taking effect right now. Just that on the condition that when you do that condition, then this, what we did right now, will be valid. So therefore, in the case of, let's say, when the get was torn or lost before the money was given, she doesn't need a new get, because when she gives the money, it doesn't take effect now, which it can't take effect now because there's no get. No, it's retroactive. That says that what was done then was a valid get. But Rabbi Huda Amar Lika Shetitin, he said, when she gives the money, what is that? Therefore, he holds, in this case, she would need a second get from him when she gives the money, because at that time, the get's not there anymore, and it only takes effect when she gives the money. The Gemara says, similarly, we learned the same type of machlokes regarding kedushin, like we learned the Mishnah Masechtas kedushin. If someone tells a woman, behold, you're engaged to me, on the condition that I give you 200 zuz. So halach is harei mukudashes. So if she accepts that premise, she's engaged, and v'yitin, he has to give that money. Now v'edman, we learned my v'yitin. What does it mean that he gives? So Rabbi Huna Amar, he says v'hu yitin. He says that is when that, and that is he should give. Rabbi Huda Amar likesh yitin, that when he gives it, then she's going to be mukudashes. My benai, what's the difference? Again, ikar benai, the difference is shepash the yod of the kibla kedusha me'acher. If she stretched out her hand and she received kedushin from another man before he went and gave her the money that he promised her. Rav Huna Amar b'hu yitin, he who he said, and that he should give, t'na ba'amahu, it's only a condition. Mikaim t'noi v'azl, so when he fulfills his condition, so then, retroactively, it means that she was already engaged to him from previously when they made the kedushin, and therefore, the kedushin that she received from the second guy has no validity. You can't have kedushin from another man when you're already engaged with someone else. Whereas Rav Yehuda Amar likesh yitin, he said that it's going to be a kedushin when he gives her the money. So l'chiyav lahu to have a kedushin. It's only when he gives her the money that's going to be a kedushin. Hashta l'have a kedushin. Now it's not a kedushin. And therefore, the reason why it's now it's not a kedushin is because she already received kedushin from someone else. You're too late. Your kedushin is actually taking effect after him. Therefore, although you're giving her the money now, it's already too late. She's already mekudush to someone else. Actually, your kedushin is not valid itself. Now the Gemara says v'tzricha, and we had to say both the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda in regarding our context in the halachas of gerishin, and in that other context in the halachas of kedushin, one when getting married to one getting divorced with her. So first the Gemara explains it regarding Rav Huna. Diash minigabi kedushin. Had we said their machlekes only regarding kedushin, There Rav Huna says, in the way of that it's only a condition, that it's when he gives her the money. Why? Mashum de kareva kasi. Kiddushin is creating a relationship. So therefore you would say that he wants the kiddushin to happen right now, which is the moment now that he desires her. He wants to go ahead and marry her. So therefore, they're saying the kiddushin should be now, but the condition is but that you should fulfill it at that point, that v'hu yitin. But maybe regarding divorce, where then you're distancing, you're severing a relationship, and as Rashi says, we would assume that there would be something that would be hard for the person to go through a divorce, and therefore, maybe Rav Huna would agree with it that it's only likashatitain. In other words, he's thinking, maybe in the meantime, I'll appease her, which means to say that he told her, look, I'm only going through the get to be, give me this amount of money. He doesn't want it to take effect now because he'd rather really keep the relationship. He's thinking that maybe we'll work this out. So maybe there, Ema Moideleil Rabbi Yehuda, maybe he would agree to Rabbi Yehuda that this, that the condition was that she gives money is only that it'll take effect when she gives the money. That's why he had to say it also regarding Gerishin. Now, V'iyash min gabi Gerishin, had we only said Rav Huna's opinion by Gerishin, B'hokam Rav Huna v'hititin. Maybe over there did Rav Huna say that the Gerishin is only going to take effect, that it's going to take effect from now, and that is that, and then it's just a condition that she should later give the money for the get to take effect. Mishum de lekost of lemisva, because he's not embarrassed to try to claim money from his ex-wife, from the woman that he's divorcing. He's not embarrassed from her, and therefore he wouldn't have to make the conditions for the get to take effect only when he gets the money, because I can get the money from her. I'm not embarrassed to go ahead and ask her, and therefore he's okay divorcing her right now, meaning that it should take effect now. But by marriage, she's embarrassed. This man said he's going to get married to her on the condition that he gives her money. She's embarrassed to claim money from him. So maybe there Rav Huna would agree to Rav Yehuda that the woman really is not wanting to get married yet until she sees the money on the table, until she gets it. Maybe there Rav Huna would agree that it's only likashayitin when he gives her the money that the condition is. That's why we have to say his opinion in both Gittin and Kiddushin, to say that no, in all those cases, he holds that it's going to be Likashit and really takes effect now, and it's just a condition that has to be fulfilled. Same thing is regarding Rabbi Yehuda. V'yash minigah b'Kiddushin, had we only said there are machlokes regarding Kiddushin, but how come Rabbi Yehuda Likashit? And it's there where Rabbi Yehuda says that it doesn't take effect now, only then when he gives her the money, Mishum d'ksifa l'misveh. Because she's embarrassed to ask it from him, and therefore she's not really willing, because I'm not going to claim it from you. I'm only really willing to get married until you actually give me the money. But by divorce, where she's not embarrassed to go ahead and ask her the money. So maybe there Rav Huna would agree to Rav Huna that actually would take effect right now, because yeah, let's go ahead with divorce. No, I'll get the money from you. Therefore you have to say over there that no, it's even there it's only likashatitin when she gives the money. Now, v'yash min gabi gerishin, and if we had only said regarding gerishin, maybe b'hokam Rav Yehuda l'kashatit, maybe only over there does Rav Yehuda say that it's when she finally gives the money. Why? Mishum d'lo r'chayku kasi, because there it's to distance, therefore he doesn't really want the divorce to happen now, as late as possible, so that they could try to work it out. So maybe there's where Rav Yehuda says that it's only when she gives it. Avagabi kedushin l'kreva kasi, but regarding kedushin, which is forming and creating a relationship where these two people desire each other, even Moedler Rav Huna, maybe there we would say Rav Yehuda agrees to Rav Huna that actually would take effect right now, and that it's only a condition that should be fulfilled at some point. So tzricha, that's what I had to say, both Rav Huna's opinion and Rav Yehuda's opinion, both in the context of kedushin and by gerushin. Now, however, the Gemara asked Mesiv, the Gemara asked on Rav Yehuda's interpretation, that he said that by gerushin and by kedushin only takes effect that when she gives the money, from the following brisa. The brisa says, "Harizah gitech." If a husband tells his wife, "This is your get, amanasha titnli mesayim zuz," on the condition that you give me 200 zuz, says the brisa, "Afa pishen nikra haget oishen nevitz." Even if the get gets torn or gets lost before that she gets a chance to give him the money, the halacha is migureshes, she does get divorced, but. Well, obviously she can't get married to anyone yet, until she actually gives him the money, because again, maybe she might not end up giving him the money, and then you're right, the get's going to be batel. But what we see is that when she ends up giving the money, even if at that point in time the get's not around anymore, she's going to be considered divorced. That's not like Rav Yehuda. That's like Rav Huna, who it takes effect when that when the get was given, and it's only behu shetitin that she should give it at that later point in time, but you don't need the get to be around at that time. Vaitanya, another question on Rabbi Huda is, we learn in the Braisa that says, Hariza gitach. If the husband tells the wife, this is your get, amenasha titin libesayim zuz, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz, umeis, and then he dies. So the Braisa says that if nasna, if she gave the money before he died, so in is a kukuliyab, then if let's say he died without any children, she doesn't have to go through the process of yibim because she actually was divorced. She's not a widow because since she gave him the money, it was a get. Now, lo yinasna, but the Tanakhama says if she didn't give the money, then zikukuliyab, then she has to go through the whole zika, the connection process with the yibim and going through chalitza because, as Rashi explains, which this is the machlikis with the next opinion, it doesn't help to pay that money to his inheritors. She didn't give it to him, so therefore it wasn't a get. Whereas Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, he says, no, they send this la'aviv, the money that he demanded for it to be a get, she can give it to his father, or la'achav to his brother, or la'echem la'akrev, to one of his relatives, and that will also fulfill the obligation of the halacha that he had made regarding giving me 200 zuz, and then it's going to be a get, and therefore she's not going to have to go through the process of yibum, according to Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, but one thing the Gemara asked on Rabbi Huda is, that adkan le'pligi, the whole machlikis in this braisa was, Ella de Marasava, just that the Tanakama held, that Li Vuloy Li Yarshi, when he says that you should give me 200 zuz, meant me, not to my inheritors. And therefore it's not going to work if he's already dead. Umarasava and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel held, Li Vafel Li Yarshi. No, when he says give me the money, it means my estate, even to my inheritors. So therefore he holds that she wouldn't have to go through Yibam. But for Kuli Alma Mia to Nohava, but at least according to all opinions, it is only a condition. In other words, he did not make dependent the get to take effect only when the money is actually given. And the reason being is because if they would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that's lika shatita, and it's only when she gives the money that the get takes effect. So even if you would hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that li, that to give me the 200 zuz, means even to my inheritors, but when is she giving the money to the inheritors? When he's dead. And in get lachamis, he can't give a get. The get can't take effect after that he's dead already. So obviously everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that it's taking effect when he gave her the get. It's just based on the condition of that she actually gives the money. So you have to Rabbi Yehuda. So these two brises refute Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it only takes effect when the money's given. So Amal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would tell you, now, ha mami, who's the tana of these brises? It's Rabbi. It's going like Rabbi. The Amrav Huna, Amar Rabbi, that Rav Huna had said over the name of Rabbi, Kaloimra Amanas. Whoever says the words on condition, it's like you said from now. In other words, that it should be a get from now on the condition that you fulfill the tanai at that point in time. So you're right. That's why these brises say that it's going to take effect even if, let's say, the get gets torn before she gives the money, or that she could even give the money to the inheritors even though at that point in time the husband's already dead. Because, yes, Rebbe holds it'll take effect from now. But a pligi rabbanon allow. But the rabbanon argue on Rebbe, v'ano damik rabbanon. And I was saying like the rabbanon who hold that it's not kimei achshav. Rather, it's likeshatitin when she gives it, and that's why when our Mishnah, he's saying, I'm saying like the Rabbanan, when it says v'titin, it means to say likeshatitin. Only when she gives it does it take effect, and not from now. Now, however, the Gemara tells us that v'amr b'zeir said, it says, kavinim b'vavel, when we were in Bavel, samina we said, that had the amr of huna amr rabbi, that this, that Rav Huna said over the name of Rabbi, kolo imra amanas, that whoever says that this will be, let's say, you get on the condition. Whenever you say amanas, it's ka'im ma'achshav dami. It's like you're really saying that it should be now. Just that there's a tonight that should be fulfilled at a later point in time. So we said then the pligi rabbanala. We said, as actually Rabbi Huda had said, that the rabbanan disagree with that premise. And they hold that it's actually not from now. It's actually when the money is actually given. That's when it takes effect. But says Rabbi Zeir Kisaliki, when I went up to Eretz Yisrael, ashkachase l'Rab Asi, I encountered Rab Asi. The Yosef Ka'am Meshmin Rabbi Yechanan, that he was sitting and saying in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Hakol Maidim Ba'ayma Amanas. No, everyone agrees when you say on the condition, it's Ka'ayma Ma'achshadam. It's like you're saying it should take effect right now, meaning not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because Lo Nechlikul, they only disagree, meaning the Rabbanan and Rabbi, Ela B'mehayoyim La'achamisa. When do they disagree if it's now or then? It's only in the case of when, let's say when the husband says that this is going to be your get from today and after that I die, which we had in the previous Mishnah, that the Rabbanan are in doubt regarding that, if that's considered a Tanai, or that's actually a retraction. Whereas according to Rabbi, he holds that, no, it's just a Tanai, and therefore he holds it's going to be a valid get. There is where they have the machlekes. But regarding this case, everyone agrees it takes effect right now, and they agree to Rebbe, and that it's only going to be a Tanai. As we continue on Tamid Beis, where the Gemara says, Vatanya, and so too we learn in the Braisa that we could infer from there, from the fact that the machlekes Rabbana on Rebbe is only mentioned in the context of a Hayyam Lacha Misa, that obviously in the Halach of Almanas, which would be more of a chiddush, that and they don't they're not mentioned that they disagree over there, that obviously they agree over there that it's going to take effect from right now. As the Braisa says, Mehayyam Lacha Misa, if a husband says to the wife that I'm divorcing you, that this should be a get for you from today and after that I die. So get ve'ina get de v'chacham, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, they're not clear about this, as we just said. Is it a get? Is it not a get? Because is it a condition? Or is it that it's a retraction? And if it's a retraction, I mean, he's saying that not from today, but rather after I die, and get can't be after I die. So they hold that it's a doubtful get. Rabbi Yami says, no, kizeh get. Such a situation is a get. So you see, again, like Rabbi Yechanan, that in regards to this is where they disagree, but by the halach of almanas, which is seemingly very clearly like a condition, that it's going to be only a tanai, and therefore it will take effect from now, and that's why it's a valid get. Now, actually, so the Gemara asks, so Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amma ba'almanas pligi, that he disagrees with Rabbi Yechanan, and he says that no, the Rabbanan disagree on the halach of almanas, that they hold it's not me'achshav, it's only likashatitin, when it's given, that's when it takes effect. So then the question is, ademifliki, instead of them disagreeing in this brisa, b'mayim alacha misa, in that case, lefligi ba'almanas, they should disagree even in a bigger chiddush, which is even when it's clearly a tanai, still they disagree with Rabbi, because although it's a tanai, but it doesn't take effect right now, it only takes effect then, which would also be problematic, because that would be la'achar misa. So say over there that's where they disagree, and for sure I would know this case of mayim alacha misa. So that the Gemara answers, the reason why they disagree in the case of Mayim Lacha Misa is Ladiacha Kreched Rebbe, is to tell you the strength of Rebbe's opinion that he holds that even over there, which you could be even in doubt at all if it's even a Tanai in the first place, because maybe that's actually a retraction, to tell you that even there Rebbe holds that it's going to be a valid get. But really, the Gemara is saying for Rebbe Yehuda that the Rabbanan, that maybe they hold that Amanas is also going to be possible because it's only going to take effect at that later point in time, which is when he dies, which that's not going to work because that's get lachar misa. Now the Gemara asks, but v'lifligi ba'amanas, why don't you say the other way around? Why don't they disagree on the halacha whenever you say on the condition u'liyachah k'eched rabbanan, and to say the strength of the opinion of the rabbanan, to say that as a stringency that even over there when it's clearly tanai, still they're going to say it's not going to work as a get because although it's a condition, but the condition takes effect when that's met, which is only when he dies. So now the Gemara answers, as it does many times in Shas, is k'eched deteru adiflei. It's preferable for us to say a chiddush, a novelty, in something that's a permissibility. Because to be stringent is very easy. When you're in doubt, just be stringent. But a leniency, you've got to make sure that what you're saying is clear, and therefore we always prefer to say that, and that's why we pick Rebbe in his leniency of Mayim Alach HaMisa, and if it's not a difficulty on Rebbe Yehuda, could be they disagree even in the case of Almanas. And like Rebbe Yehuda says, that the Rabbanu would hold that it's not Me'achshav, it's only at a later point in time. But we picked Mayim Alach HaMisa, which says, and even over there, where it's maybe not even a tanai, that Rebbe says, no, it is a tanai, because I get, and even there he's going to hold that it's a valid get. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah that said that, so let's say he says, Amanasha titnali, that on the condition that you give me these 200 zuz, but he adds another stipulation, that it has to be mekan bachleshim yoyim, b'chulu, that from within 30 days, so then the Mishnah said, so that she has to give it within 30 days. So the Gemara is pretty obvious that that was the stipulation. So the Gemara says, now the Tema Kepeda Lav Kepeda, we would have thought to say that his being particular is not specific. In other words, well, Lazar Zakasi, he was just trying to motivate her, say, I just want you to know, you got to be back in 30 days. But if she's not back in 30 days, as long as she gets him the 200 zuz, that would be valid. Kamash Malan, that's when the Shatisha said, no, that was a stipulation, and that's the time restraints. And if she's not back within 30 days with the 200 zuz, it's not going to be a valid get. Now, then the Mishnah said, Amar Rebbe Shimon Ben Gamliel, said, Maisa b'tzidin mechulu. There was an incident in Tzidin, again, where he said, on the condition you give me my cloak, and the cloak got lost, and then the rabbi said, it's okay, just give him the money of how much the cloak is worth. Now the Gemara asked, but my Tana, as we alluded to this question in the Mishnah, what was said in the Mishnah previously regarding giving value instead of an object, the Katani Maisa, that then there's a story that's brought as the proof, because again, as we said, that you usually don't say a story in the Mishnah unless it's bringing proof to something that was said, but there was no halacha of value of giving money instead of an object that was said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Chasuri Mechzer Bachitaniya, there are words missing, and this is how it's supposed to say. The Mishnah says, so he said that if he makes a stipulation that on the condition you give me money, so that has to be met. But then what words are missing are, Im amala amanasha titli it's delisi, if he says on the condition that you give me my cloak, but va'avda it's delisa that she loses his cloak. So the Tanakama holds, it's delisi dafka kamala. As we said, he's particular about within 30 days, 200 zuz. He wrote, if he says my cloak, that's what has to be given. And if the cloak is lost, it can't be a get. But on that is what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, I mean, he argues, and he holds titnlois demel. No, she could just give him the value of the cloak, because his opinion is that his intention was only because he wanted to have a profit, and therefore it doesn't have to be specifically that cloak. As long as he gets that money worth, that's okay too. And that is what was being said in the Mishnah of Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that might tsunami betzidin. So too, there was an incident in tzidin that supports my opinion, nali danakama, be'echad shama le'ishta, regarding a person that said to his wife, Hariza gitach amanasha titnli tzalisi, this is your get on the condition that you give me my cloak, va'avdit tzalisi, and his cloak was lost, va'amar chachamim titnli tzalisi, and the sages said that she could just give him the money. So therefore, that's why the story is being brought as a support for Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's own opinion regarding what happens when it's lost. Do you have to give the object, and since its loss is not valid, or is the value good itself too? Now, relating to this machleik, is the Gemara brings the following question. He said, Hareza gitach, the husband tells the wife, this is your get. Amanasha titn li masayim zuz, on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. Now, v'chazava amala mechulam lach. So he says, look, I'm giving the get, you got to give me 200 zuz. But then later he says, you know what, I'm meichel you, I forgive you, I cancel that requirement. Maho, what's the halacha? In other words, do we say that forgiving of the debt is like she fulfilled the condition, and therefore it's like as if she gave him the 200 zuz, and therefore it's a valid get, or not? And the Gemara says, Tiboy l'Rabbanan and Tiboy l'Rabbi Shimon. You could ask this question according to either one of the opinions mentioned in our Mishnah. As the Gemara explains, Tiboy l'Rabbanan, you could ask the question according to the Rabbanan, that they say that, no, money doesn't fit the bill for the cloak itself. Because money's not cloak. If he says he wants the cloak, it's got to be the cloak. So on that, the Gemara says that Ad kan lekam Rabban Hasam, up until where do we find this concept of the Rabbanan there in the Mishnah? Because Ela delay ach legaba, because he wasn't forgiving to her. He said, I want the cloak. He didn't say, you don't have to give it to me anymore. And therefore, money will not fit that. Aval ha-cha-ha kama la-mechulam lach. But here he said, I'm meichel you. And therefore, it is as if he received the money, because forgiving is like receipt of what's necessary. So although they're very particular according to the Pinder Rabbanan, but if he's Meichel, that is like it did fulfill the obligation. Or maybe you could go the other way and say, no, Afilu Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loikama, that even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't say that it does work for money to be in the place of the cloak itself, El de Kuma Faisal Abadame. Because she's appeasing him with at least the value of it, so he holds, okay, that will work, even though he said it has to be the cloak, but value works for that too. Avlagamri loy, but if she doesn't give him anything, then maybe even though he's being Michael, maybe even Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would agree that it's not going to be a get, because she didn't appease him with anything, although he's saying, it's okay. It's not okay. It didn't fulfill the obligation of the stipulation. So Amalei, so Rabbi Yechon responded, and he says, Einam agreshes. No, she's not going to be divorced, even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, because Mechila is not going to help, as we'll see the logic in the coming Gemara, which is because he wants to bother her. What are you making these conditions? Because I'm going to show you. I'm in control. You're going to have to give me money. He wants to be mitzar her. He wants to pain her. So when he's Mechila, he's not accomplishing. He didn't get anything out of the pain. At least if you give money, that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel would hold, okay, he got his way. You know, he said, I want this. So, okay, lost, okay, so what's not going to be a get anymore? If you give at least the money, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion was, okay, fine, that I accomplished. But even he would agree if he says, you know what, I'm Michael, no, it's not going to work. It didn't fulfill that condition, which was intrinsic to the validity of the get. And just being Michael will not accomplish that feat. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yechonah. Now, that the Gemara asks Esve, the Gemara asks from a Mishnah Masechet Nedarim on what Rabbi Yechonah just said. The Mishnah says, if someone tells his friend, Koinim sha'ata neneli, which Rashi translates, since koinim always has to be on an object. So basically what it means to say is that it should be a koinim on you. Whatever hano you have from me will be that hano, that object, or whatever it is that you're eating from me, you're taking from me, will have this isra koinim in the object. meaning to say, basically, you can't have any pleasure from me. Im iat neisen lebni kur echad shel chidon, unless if you give my son one kur of wheat, v'shteichav yishol yayin, and 2 barrels of wine. If you're not going to give my son this thing, then you can swear off having any pleasure from me ever again. Remeir Eimer Asrat Shiyitin, Remeir said, so this guy's forbidden to have pleasure from this other friend until he actually gives this thing to his son. V'chachamayim, they disagree. They say, no, avzeh, even here, if the one who made the neder wants to, yochal lahatar as nidre, he could permit his own neder from himself, shalai al pechachim, not going to his sage to be mata the neder. Because Va'imer, what he could say is, harini ki'ili hiskabalti, he could say, you know what, it's as if I received it. I know I made a neder, and, to be mata the neder, I would have to go to the sage. I don't have to be mata the neder. I'm going to consider it as if you gave me that kor shel chitin to my son and those 2 barrels of wine. And then it's like as if he gave him. And therefore, there's no more neder, because the neder was only if you don't give it. So the Gemara asked on Rabbi Yochanan, obviously you see that mechila, forgiving, is like receipt of that, because that's the only way it's not a neder, is that if you received it, and it's like you received it. So the Gemara says, well, hachi hashta, is that what it is now? Is that a good question on Rabbi Yochanan? Hasan by Rabbi Yochanan, and this was the logic we said we're going to see in the Gemara, is letzuruka machaven. What is his husband doing? Oh, I'm only divorcing you if you give me this and that. He wants to paint her. V'leitzira. What Rabbi Yochanan was saying was, when he's meichel her, but he didn't paint her. So it cannot be considered a fulfillment of what the stipulation was in the get contract, and that's why it's not going to work. Hacha mishum harvachahu, but here in the Mishnah Maseches Nedarim, what was he telling this guy? He wanted some gain because his son needed this food. So he's saying, look, you know what? We're friends. Give my son these things, or else you're not going to have anything from me ever again. Now, b'holei yitzrach. Obviously, if he's telling the guy, it's okay, I consider like you give it to him, it's because he doesn't need it anymore. So he did accomplish what he needed. What he needed was just that his son should get by. And obviously, if he's being meichel, this guy, he took care of those needs. And that's why it's going to help. But that's not a difficult in Rabbi Yochanan, where he didn't accomplish. The mechila is not accomplishing what he needed. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan holds that's not going to work, and that's why it's not going to be a get. So the Gemara says that similarly, a machloikis in a similar fashion, the Gemara says, Hu gavra d'amale la rise. A certain person told to his sharecropper, who works the field, someone owns the field, and he gets a guy to work it, and he says, look, you work it, you take a certain amount percentage of our profits. So this guy said to his sharecropper, Kuli alma, everybody, in other words, generally the sharecrop is in this place. What they do is as follows. Dalu talas dalvasa, which literally means to say that they draw the water 3 times. In other words, they water the fields 3 times a year. V'ochli riva. And the custom of the sharecroppers is that they take a quarter of the profits of the produce for all the work that they're doing, for the plowing, for the planting, for the weeding, for the watering, and all the other needs of the field. But I want to make a different contract. Dali arba, I want you to water my field 4 times. Now, so I'm going to ask you to do a little bit more work, but v'ochel tilsa, you'll have a third of the profits. So they agreed on that contract. Now, l'saif asa mitra, at the end of what actually happened was that at the time that it came for him to water the field the fourth time, which generally sharecroppers don't do, but he was going to do it to get more of the profits, it actually rained, so he didn't actually water the field. So Amar Rav Yisri says, Haloi Dala, he didn't draw water. And therefore, Rav Yisri holds that he actually only gets a quarter of the field, like the custom of the place, because he did exactly as the regular sharecroppers does, that he only watered it 3 times and not 4 times. Rabba Amar says, no, Haloi Yitzrach, he didn't have to. In other words, as Rashi says, it was the good fortune, the good mazel of the Aris that it rained. But he was going to water it, he just didn't have to, because it rained anyway. And therefore, he holds that he does get a third of the profits and not just a quarter. That's their machlekes. So says the Gemara, Lamer of Yisiv Damak Rabbanan. So they want to be totally this machlekes Amaram in the machlekes Tanam, how we just explained it. The Rav Yisiv who said that, look, I said you water my field 4 times, you'll get a third. You didn't water it 4 times. I know it rained, but you didn't water. In other words, his words are bedafka, he's precise, he has paid it to be exactly as he said. Let's say that's Karabban, like Drabbanan, who they said the same thing. I said I want its delisi, my cloak. You didn't give me my cloak. I know you're paying me the value. That doesn't help. That sounds like Rabbanan. But Rabba d'amak Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. But Rabba is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel that holds that no, it's not exact. And I asked you for my cloak. I don't need the cloak itself. Fine, you give me the money, that will work too. That's similarly the same as Rabba's opinion where I need my field watered. I didn't need you to water it. Look, it rained. Fine, that's like you water it, and therefore you get paid a third of the profits. So the Gemara says, no. But Tisbara, can you really entertain to say that Rabbi Yis is like Rabbanan and Rabba is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? But you can't, because of Okaimalon, Hilchasa Kavosei de Rabba. We have this presumption in Halacha that the Halacha always follows like Rabba. Wherever he argues with Rabbi Yisuf, except for the halachas of Sada, Inyan, and Mechza, which is mentioned in Masechet Baba Basra, Kofi Dalma Bey, is mentioned with the three exceptions. But generally, the halachas like Rabba. Now, Ubaha, the problem is in this, what you're trying to say, Rabba is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is in halacha k'ra Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Actually, in this halacha, we do not pass in like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, where the Gemara later tells us that actually usually the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, except for Arev, Tzidain, which is the halacha of our Mishnah, and Riyach Raina, and the last Raya. So, if you're telling me that Rabba is the same logic, same svara, same opinion as Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that would be a contradiction in halacha. Because we pass him like Rabba, but we don't pass him Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in this context. So it can't be that Rabba is basing on Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So, Ela Olam K'Rabbanan. Rabbi the Gemara says, they're not arguing on the same lines as Rav Yosef as Rabbanan and Rabba like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rather, both of them are going according to the opinion of the Rabbanan. So Rabbi Yosef K'Rabbanan, Rabbi Yosef makes sense very, very simply as like the Rabbanan. Where, no, it's exactly as I said, it's Talisi. Not it's Talisi, it doesn't work. I said, you water it, although it rained, you didn't water it, you don't get. But V'rabba Amalach, he would tell you, no, anod de amri afil Rabbanan, I could even be like the Rabbanan. Why? Ad kan lekam Rabbanan hasam, where do we find Rabbanan over there that they said, I want my cloak. Money's not going to work. But that's because, and this is taking the logic we said before a little bit further, because Ela did litzu'u kumachavin. What is he trying to do? When someone's divorcing his wife, Rashi says, we assume, that he's doing it with hatred. There's a lot of discord. So therefore, out of doubt, we would say that whatever he's saying, he wants to really cause her a lot of pain. Now, so therefore, we're not going to say that maybe he didn't really mean exactly that it should be the cloak, and maybe it should work even with the money, which would be a leniency. We say, no, it's not going to work with money. He's really going to try to get her. And he's going to say these type of conditions are going to be so difficult for her to fulfill. That's why the Rabbans say over there that money doesn't work. Aval hacha, but here by the Aris, Mishum Harvachahu. No one's trying to get anybody. No one's trying to pain anybody. It's just regarding profit. V'hala yitzruch. In other words, the guy when he made up with a sharecropper, when he said he wants him to water it four times, he doesn't care that this guy should have to work. I don't want to pain the sharecropper. I just want my field to be watered four times. And if it rained, fine, I got what I needed. And therefore, he'll still get a third of the profits. And that's why Rabbah holds that even according to Rabbanan, it's not dafka to the letter of what the words that he said. He's not some type of, some guy that's got a major disorder that he has to be everything like he said. It's only over there when he wants to pain her, here where it's not to pain. Therefore, the Rabbanan would agree that he would get a third of the profits. Now, the Gemara continues, Tanan Hasim, we learned over there in the Mishnah Masechtas Erichin, which will become related to the halacha that we're discussing of our Mishnah regarding when the husband tells his wife to get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz. So the Gemara introduces this Mishnah in Erichin Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis that tells us that Rishayna, originally, Hayanitman, the purchaser of a house, would when he would buy what's called a Bate Arichayma. Bate Arichayma is a house in a walled city. So originally, someone that would purchase a house in the walled city, he would conceal himself, Yom Shnei Masa Chedesh, the day that's the end of the 12 months, so that the seller shouldn't be able to find him to give him money to buy back the field from the purchaser, so that it should actually become confirmed forever that it's the purchaser's, because the Pasuk says, Mika Chafei, that Vim Lo Yogol Ad Malois Lo Yibogaymer, that regarding that, if someone sells a field in a walled city, the seller has up until a year, 12 months, to get his field back. Which means that he can give the seller money, the purchaser money, and say, look, I want to take it back, and he has that right. But once 12 months is over, and he didn't yet buy it back, then it's too late. It's already confirmed that it's the purchaser's, and he can't forcibly take it back from the purchaser. So what would happen is, everyone pushes up to the last second. It's the 11th hour. And then, he coming. But the guy, the purchaser on that last day would hide himself so that the guy shouldn't find him, so that, oh, you didn't give it to me before 12 months are up, and you can't get anymore. So Hiskin Hill Azakin, so what Hill the Elder instituted was, Shei Chaylish, which from the word of throwing, that the seller should throw Esma'is of Lelishka. As long as he throws the money that he wants to pay back the purchaser before the end of the 12 months, if even if it's on the last day, he could throw it into a certain chamber which was prepared for this purpose. And then once he gave the money into that box, and we documented that it was in before the end of the 12 months, v'yeshevas adal, said he could break down the door of his own house, and he could go in and take over and kick out the purchaser. And v'emer says, she'yir tzalah, whenever the purchaser wants to, yavah v'yitlas meisah, he could come to the chamber and take his money. In other words, so that now he doesn't have to run after him because the guy's going to hide. And then he's going to say, oh, you didn't give it to me. He says, no. The guy has the money, let him put it into this chamber. He paid up before, and that's what Hillel Zakum is masakin. Now, v'amar Rava, Rava says, mitakanose shel Hillel nishma, but what we infer from the institution of what Hillel had done, which is that he had to be masakin, that a forcible giving is considered a giving, that hariza gitach amenasha titnli masayim zuz, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, which let's say the husband says, this you get on the condition that you give me 200 zuz, only if enosnli midaitai, only if the woman gives it with the husband's knowledge and his consent, then is mugureshes, then she'll be divorced, then it's a valid get. But al karcha, if she gives it to him forcibly, ain't the mugureshes, she's not going to be divorced. Why? As the Gemara explains, from the fact that we need a takon of hill, that nesina bal karcha davila nesina, that because this guy obviously doesn't want the money, he's trying to run away. But Hill was mesakin that you could give it against the guy's will, and it's considered giving. So as we continue to top of Ayin Heyman Aleph, Mechlal de Me'amah, that the inference is that generally, without a special takana from Hill Hazakin, Nesina Balkarchi, Lahavi Nesina, that a forcible Nesina is not considered a giving, and therefore regarding get, which that's prohibitory law, Hill was not mesakin, and therefore actually wouldn't be valid. Even though she's coming to say, I'm giving the money, he says, no, I don't want the money. But I want to give it, I want to be a get. I don't care, I don't want to take it. Then there won't be a get. She can't forcibly give him the money. As we see, Nesina Balkarchi required a special takana, but generally it's not considered giving. Now that maskeb Rav Papa asked, Vitim and some say Rav Shimon bar Ashi, they ask on Rava, how can you prove that and infer that from Hillel Hazakin's takana? V'dilma ki itzach leliskune, maybe why did we need Hillel Hazakin's takana? That's only over there in that halacha of Bate Arichayma, which was shalei b'fanav, which was like in that situation where the guy wasn't, you weren't giving it to him, it was actually you giving it to a lishka, to a chamber. Of Bafana, but maybe if you can catch the guy. The whole thing was because he was running away and hiding. But maybe if the guy's present, maybe then that would be considered giving. Maybe, yes, if you want to fulfill a condition, or you want to get buyback, of course, if the guy's there, of course you can forcibly give him the money. That's considered giving, and it's like you gave it to him. It's only over there, which was Shalei Bafana. There we would have entertained to say that that's not considered giving, because A, you're not giving it to him, and B, he doesn't want it. That's what you needed, the takan of Hillel Hazakin. But the wife giving the husband 200 zuz, even if he doesn't want it, maybe that would be considered because she's giving it straight to him. Yes, to put in a lishka, maybe that wouldn't work. But to him, that would work even against his will, and it would be a valid get. Not like the way Rava said. Now, maybe Dami, then those who say the other way, the version. That Amar Rava said, mitakanose shel Hillel, from this takan of Hillel, So regarding the case of our Mishnah of Hareza Gitech HaManasha Titnli Mesayim Zuz, this you get on the condition that you give me 200 Zuz, V'nosnulay, and she gives it to him, that you could infer that Beimidaitu Ubeim Balkarcha, that whether she gives it to him with him accepting or whether it's against his will, have an asina. It is a giving. Why? Because of Chiyitzach Lehil Leskutni, because when did we need the Takan of Hill? That's only as we saw in that situation with Shalai Bafanav, when he's not around. But if he was around, as we explained that Mishnah, it was only because he was hiding. If he was there, obviously you see that Beimidai to be a makar chav nesina, that it would be considered giving. Rahil only needed to be misakin because they were hiding, which lay befanav. But if he was there, he wouldn't have need to be misakin because you could forcibly give something, it's considered giving. So therefore the same thing in the case of our Mishnah, where even she gives it against his will, would be considered that she gave him the stipulation of the 200 toes, and it would be a valid get. On this version, the question is Maskev Rav Papa. Rav Papa asked on that V'itim Rav Shimon bar Ashi, that it's he who asked that no, V'dilma Fila Bafanav Nami. Maybe it's not true. Maybe even in front of him, Midaita in Al Karcholoy, that when you want to give something to somebody, like in the case of the halacha of our Mishnah, that it's only if the person is agreeable, but you can't do it forcibly. Now V'hil, but what's with Hill? Ma'id Itzrich Leitokin. Only what was necessary was it that he was Masakin. In other words, you're right. What was happening was that the people were hiding themselves and concealing themselves on the last day of the 12 months. So Hill was masakin to take care of whatever had to be taken care of at that moment, that, yes, the guy doesn't want to accept it, so we have to masakin that even against his will. And moreover, he's not around, he's hiding, So we'll be misakin that even Balkarche and even Shalei Bafanev, it's going to be considered that like you gave it to that guy even though you put it into the chamber. Now, but as Rashi explains, even if the guy would not be in hiding and he would be in front of us and he would say, no, I'm not taking your money. I don't want your money. I want this house to remain mine. We would still need Hill to be misakin that it should be considered a nesina. It's just that the reason why he didn't make the takana even for Bafanov is because he didn't have to. That's not what was happening at that moment. People were hiding. So his takana included only Shalei Bafanov and Balkarche. But regarding the halacha of Get, which is Isser, there we don't have the takana of Hill, and not like Rava, because could be that actually even Bafanov, a Nesina Balkarche would not be considered Nesina. So why didn't Hill be misakin that even for sure Bafanov? And because he made even a bigger chiddush, even the Shalei Bafanov is considered Nesina. But that's because he didn't have to. That wasn't what was happening. He only made a takana for what was necessary for the Tzarich Tikkun Olam at that time. But really, we could say that even actually it would be considered not a Nesina, even Bafanov. And therefore, according to the second version, when the woman, that what they're contesting on Rav is saying that, no, actually by Get, even Balkarcha, but even if it's Bafanov, even if she's giving the money to him and he says, I don't want it, it's not going to be considered that she gave him the money, and therefore it's not going to be a valid yet.